Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Sacco family in memory of Joseph Sacco. We've begun our introduction to the Amidah. We spoke last night why Amidah is categorically different than any other part of davening. Every other part of davening, we're talking about Hashem. In the Amidah specifically and uniquely, we are talking to Hashem. Now, we all have what feels like a universal custom of taking three steps forward to begin our Amidah. The question is, do you take three steps back? We already saw, not necessarily. One is not obligated to take three steps back. The reason that custom developed was to have enough space or room to take the three steps forward. If you have enough room, you do not need to take the three steps forward. Do you even need to take three steps forward? Where does that come from? We universally are trained from the youngest age. When we begin to recite the Amidah, we take three steps forward. We begin with our right foot, our dominant foot, to show we are eager to enter this conversation, this rendezvous, with this audience with Hashem. And we take our three steps forward and begin. But where does it come from? You might find it interesting to note, Shulchan Aruch never mentions that you have to take three steps forward. In fact, it begins Siman Tzadihei, Yechavein Raglav Zeit Salzeh Bekevan Ke'ilu Einam Ela Echad. Person should align their feet together, to stand with your feet together, as if you only have one foot, one leg, and we'll talk about why that is shortly. Shulchan Aruch begins with the assumption that your feet are together, never mentions taking three steps. It is the Ramah of Moshe Isserles who adds, Yesh Omrim, there are those, Kisha Omid Lehispalel, Yelech Lefanav Shalosh Psios, Derech Kirav Agash Ledavar Shetzarech Lasos. The Ramah adds, Yesh Omrim, some say, it's hardly a strong endorsement. Some say it's a nice idea when you're going to start Shmoneh Esrei, take three steps forward, so you look like a person who's eager to advance, to step forward, to step into the conversation that you are about to have. So Shulchan Aruch never quotes it. The Ramah mentions it as some say, and not a wholehearted endorsement. And you might find it interesting to know, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes that the Stipler Gaon, Yisroel Yaakov Kanievsky, the Minchas Elazar, and others, did not take three steps forward to begin their Amidah. If you daven with the Stipler or the Minchas Elazar, you would have noted that they begin simply with their feet together. They do not take three steps forward to begin. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes the custom, but the Chayei Adam, interestingly, omits it. Chayei Adam, like Shulchan Aruch says, you daven Shmoneh Esrei with your feet together, doesn't mention specifically. The earliest source for the idea of three steps forward seems to be Rashi, the Machzor Vitri, but it's also quoted by the Rokeach. And in fact, if you look at the Ramah, Siman Tzadihei, his source for the idea of Yesh Omrim, some say it's a nice idea, three steps forward, he quotes from the Rokeach. Where did the Rokeach get this from? Ramah doesn't say, but if you look at the Rokeach inside, you find the following fantastic idea. When I first learned this and saw this, it transformed my three steps forward, the Amidah, and I hope it will have a helpful impact for you as well. The word vayigash, to step forward, to advance, appears three times in Tanakh. First is with Avram, when Avram steps up to and steps forward to Hashem, to confront Hashem about what he's going to do to stone, the Pasuk says, Vayigash Avraham Vayomer Haaf Tespet Tzadikim Rasha. Challenges God, how could you do it? How could you eliminate righteous people with those who are wicked? How could you do it? Vayigash Avraham steps up. Number two, Yehuda, the Parsha that bears the name of that word. Parsha's Vayigash. Vayigash Yehuda steps up and he confronts Yosef. How could you hold on to Binyamin? It's unjust. And lastly, Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu Anavi, when he challenges and confronts the false prophets of Baal, Vayigash Eliyahu Anavi Vayomer, Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Hayom, Yivada Ki Ata Elokim BeYisrael. Eliyahu steps up as well. Three individuals who, when everyone around them was complacent and apathetic and indifferent, when everyone around them remained silent and fatalistic to their circumstance and their situation, these three individuals stepped up and stood out. Avram, everybody else, Stom, Hashem was going to do whatever he did to Stom. Avram wasn't passive. Avram stepped up, Vayigash, he stepped up to God. Similarly, Yehuda, the other brothers are quiet. They're passive, they're spectators. Vayigash, I love Yehuda. Yehuda steps up to Yosef. Eliyahu Anavi, he risked his life. He could have been put to death. Didn't matter. Vayigash, Eliyahu Anavi, Vayomer, he steps up to speak the truth and to advocate and to advance what he thinks is right and what he thinks is just. Three individuals that the word Vayigash is used, they approach. Says the Rokeach, when we take three steps forward, one is for Avram, and one is for Yehuda, and one is for Eliyahu HaNavi. The origin of those three steps are that we too, by reciting the Amida, by entering this conversation with Hashem, by advocating and by conversing and by asking, by supporting and by protesting and by thanking, Vayigash, we are emulating them, that we refuse to remain passive. We're not spectators. We're not on the sidelines. We're going to step up. And the three, interestingly, all did it differently. Avram stepped up. He taught us what it means to be sensitive to others, to have empathy and sympathy, to care even about the plight of Rishayim. Avram doesn't stand up for the righteous. He's advocating for Sodom, but he refuses to remain passive. He's davening for Sodom, Vayigash. Yehuda teaches, Ko Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, his brother is not going to be left behind. If you have a brother or sister who's suffering, if you have a brother or sister who's challenged, Vayigash, you got to step up, use your voice, you got to daven. And whom does Eliyahu HaNavi daven for? Hashem himself. Hashem is being attacked. Hashem is being distorted. And so Eliyahu HaNavi stands up, Vayigash, and he advocates, he defends, he uses his voice in order to step up and make a difference for none other than the Ribbono Shalom. Says the Rokeach, and the Ramah quotes the Rokeach as our source. When we take those three steps forward, like Avram, we're thinking about the people around us who need our sympathy and empathy, who need our voice and our support. That second step, you think of Yehuda, Ko Yisrael Arivim Zeh B'Zeh. We think about our immediate circle. And that third step, we think of Eliyahu HaNavi, the condition of Hashem in the world, and advocate that Hashem's name spread, that we use our voice to advance Hashem's vision and values for this world. So this custom that not everybody even keeps, the Mechaber doesn't quote it. We mentioned, Stipel and Menchus Elazar didn't even do it. But those who have this custom and practice, like the Ramah, it originates with the Rokeach, and it's not just a physical act we do, it's not just a posture or calisthenic, you're not just taking three steps forward, but each of those steps, there is a kavana. There's someone and something to think about as we take those three steps forward and get ready to take advantage of that sacred audience with Hashem.